This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Happy birthday, Zell. Don't get stupid. I want you back tomorrow night. I love all the little comments you make. So don't go far. Don't call it a night yet. And what the heck is a bovine? Oh, I know what that is. Never mind. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure. Somebody sing happy birthday to Zell when you see him out and about tonight. Only if you can sing. Please, only if you can sing. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do want you to be part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, that you are paying attention. Look, this is a big deal. And some of you guys don't think so, and you think I'm making too big of a deal out of it already. I think you're wrong. I think you're dead wrong. I think the direction the country is heading in, you know, I can't remember the Russian czar's name. One of you can Google it if you want to. But one of the Russian czars, when doing, I think it was a biography of some kind, a story about what went down, they asked him what they thought the downfall of the Russian government was. Why did Russia fail so miserably at that time? You know what he said? We forgot about God. I mean, seriously, think about who I'm talking about here. We forgot about God. The Roman Empire thought they were gods. But check out what I'm saying here. And that's what we got going on now. There is no God. God is whatever you make it to be, whatever you want it to be, whatever you call it. It could be the rock out in front of your porch or your driveway. If that's what you believe is your higher power. I know that some of you are going through the 12-step program to tell you to choose a higher power. And they don't necessarily tell you what that higher power has to be or what it should be or anything like that. And I love these guys. I love these guys. I mean, I am, my God, I think my tongue would fall out of my mouth before I would say, hey, I'm God. Or I'm a God. Not on your life. Because if I was God, none of you would be around. I'd zap half of you gone for being stupid. Anyway, George Soros says, I am a God. I created everything. I control America and Hillary Clinton. Anyway. George claims he is a god and the creator of everything. However, the billionaire globalist, he warns he is a self-centered god who believes normal rules do not apply to him. Now, I do recall, for my religious friends, there was a character in the Bible that felt the same way, that he was above everything. Right? Remember? Oh, Satan. That's right. Forgot. Okay, anyway. Lucifer, as he was called at the time. God. I love these people who love to post stuff on my website or on my Facebook page to tell me, they talk to me they pull up a biblical term, one scripture, and they throw it up there like, see, right in your face. Why the Bible tells us to study, not read. Because if all you do is read and you throw up a scripture to a guy like me or somebody who has a clue, no, am I a scholar? No. But I have a clue. I'm just going to bury you with it. Because you really don't want an answer. When you throw a scripture at me to tell me something I'm doing is wrong, and you're not even a God person, then all you're trying to do is start a fight anyhow. I'm willing to take on that fight. I'm here to be with you, man. You want to be taken down? I'm here. He said in an interview, he said, I fancy myself as some kind of God, he wrote. If truth be known, I carry some rather potent messianic fantasies with me from childhood, which I felt I had to control, otherwise they might get me in trouble. When asked by Britain's independent newspaper to elaborate on that statement, Soros doubled down. He says, well, it's sort of a disease when you consider yourself some kind of God and creator of everything. He said, but I feel comfortable about it. He said, look, I've lived my life out. Since I began to live it out, those unfamiliar with Soros would probably dismiss that claim as nothing more than typical blathering of an irrelevant madman. But those who have followed his career and socio-political endeavors realize that while he may be mad, he's a mad billionaire. And billionaires tend to be relevant. As you see, I'm drinking my coffee out of my TRS mug, which you can easily get up on a Facebook page or at the website. All right. You got to be a madman. I don't care, even if you don't believe in God. There's got to be something in the back of your head that kind of tugs at the back of your brain when you want to make yourself equal with God. Either that, you're the most ignorant person walking around on the face of the planet. Even more and more scientists come around to the fact that there has to be some kind, even if they don't believe in a God, there is a supreme being, a supreme power, something that set all this in motion. They don't leave it up to good scientists don't leave things up to randomness, if you would. And I love doing this one because I'll get a bunch of emails after I do this, and that's why I like doing it so much. I always say, you know, you guys that beat on religious guys like me and you say, you know, yeah, you believe in God, you don't believe in science, but, you know, that's all wrong. I do believe in science. I just believe that God created science and not the other way around. And I always say, all right, I'll buy your whole theory, your whole Big Bang thing. I'll buy your whole theory, throw my Bible in the fireplace. Just tell me where the two atoms came from. Who created those? I mean, you say there was nothing. There was absolutely, there had to be. If you can accept that there were power, atoms, and neutrons, and all this other garbage going on in the universe before God came along, or before we came along, you want me to believe that all that nothingness came from stuff, and you think I'm a nut for believing in God that set it all in motion, that created it all? And most of the time your response is, well, where was he before? Who created God? Well, who created your universe? Who created all that energy you talk about just somehow popping up one day? And you think my God takes faith? I still see things that my God does on a daily basis. He's still active in my life. You are still trying to figure out where the atoms came from. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly Moran's going to join me after the break. She has been very politically active over the weekend. We'll hear what she has to say when we come back. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You are some messed up white people.
Oh, yeah. Talk about the assholes. We're going in. Hold on. Hold on.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
When I like how he does this. Rumba. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And if you and look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. And I know with everything going on, the one person I could rely on when she comes on the show to be totally wound up is Kimberly Marin. She's on with me every week, and I do enjoy the time that she's on the show with me. Kim, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let me poke you before we get started on what you want to talk about. And I just went through three segments where I did a story about how Tim Kaine basically is he's threatening the Catholics that if they don't fall in line with the same-sex, he doesn't care what the scripture says, he doesn't care what the church is teaching. But if they don't fall in line with same-sex marriage and all this other stuff, that they will find ways to enact laws that will force them to. John Kerry says that the Bible commands Americans to protect Muslims from global warming, although I have read the Bible a few times in my life, can't find that in there. Even if I go to the Latin, I can't find the word global warming. And then one of their true gods, one of the people that they look up to, that they love so much, and he's associated with them, is George Soros, who actually came out and said the words, "I'm a god. I created everything. I control America, and I control Hillary Clinton." These people are sick. After all of this, how could you belong to this group?
You know, this is part of the left. This is what they want to do. They don't want anyone having something else that they believe in. They don't want people believing in a god that isn't the government, because they can't control people who believe in something higher than them. So they want to try to destroy this. You know, they want to try to destroy society. They don't want morals and societal norms. They want to destroy society, and part of that is religion. Now, they've infiltrated some religions, like I think it's Universalist, Unitarian or something.
Yep.
They've actually infiltrated some religions who are nothing but progressive pushers. Those people don't care about God. Their God is the progressive ideology. And so that's what they push. But Catholics and other Christian organizations and religions, their God is, that's the number one. So these slime, disturbing, despicable, evil people have to do everything they can to squash it, because they can't really control the people if the people believe in something more than them.
Yeah, and you're right. You know, it's one of the things I talk about in the show all the time. You know, we're taught as Christians to be dependent on God, look to God for our sufficiency. The Dems love to make sure that the lower socioeconomic groups are dependent on the government, right? They're dependent on their welfare checks. They're dependent on some kind of government support check or what have you. And when you think about that, it puts a little fear in you, because at any point in time, the government go, you know what, you're not following it the way we think you ought to follow it. We're done with you.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. And you know, they've already tried to hurt the Catholic Church by trying to say, like, you're from that Massachusetts. Do you remember Catholic Charities that used to be in Massachusetts?
Yep, I do.
They used to do all kinds of really amazing work, all kinds of helping out children, helping out people. They did adoptions and all kinds of things to help out, especially children. And because Massachusetts passed a law that said they would have to adopt children to gay parents, Catholic Charity said, see you bye, because it's against, obviously, their religion. It's a religious organization. They left. Do you know how many people probably suffered because Catholic Charities left? Because they did all kinds of things, daycare and all kinds of foster care and all kinds of other things, especially for kids. And they left the state because of Democrats.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's really crazy how the government comes in. Catholic Charities or Catholic, you know, and I got to get it. Christian organizations do it, but the Catholics do it in larger numbers. You have a Catholic organization, you know, that's administering drugs and helping, you know, lower socioeconomic communities out. They're out there, and then all of a sudden the government steps in and says, no, I'm sorry, you can't wear your crosses. You can't talk about God. You can't talk about Jesus, because we're giving you money to administer these drugs or to deliver the food. It's like, you got nobody else to do it. So you're going to have these people go hungry because you're afraid I've got a cross on. I might say, hey, listen, I thank Jesus for giving me the opportunity to do these things. Because, you know, when that happens, maybe they'll all die or something. What are you afraid of? There's nothing that can hurt them. But they're petrified of people finding out that there might be something bigger than them out there, right?
Well, look what they did to the Sisters of the Poor, the Little Sisters of the Poor. They wanted to force them to have to provide abortive birth control in general, and their Catholic beliefs are that you don't have to take birth control. It was just for employees. The employees could have purchased it elsewhere, but they wanted to force it on them, and they were willing to put them out of business, and their business is helping the poor, because they absolutely abhor any kind of religion. Well, no, except for, you know, Muslim religion seems to be okay in their book, even though it's horrifying to women, gays, etc. But they want to destroy any of these religions because these people believe in something higher.
Yeah, it was funny when do you remember when the ACA first started kicking in and they were trying to force the Catholic hospitals to perform abortions or else, or they're going to lose federal funding. Now, here was hospitals. Let's just get away from the abortion issue for a second. Here were hospitals that were pretty much providing every service known to mankind to people in the community, whether they could afford it or not. They wouldn't turn them away. And the government steps in and says, okay, this one thing, of the 9,332 procedures you perform, because you can't do one thing, or won't do this one thing, we're going to can all your federal funding. It's just nuts. It's just crazy. And if the Catholics would come out in numbers this time, and not just the Catholics, but if the Catholics would come out in numbers and look at how the Democratic Party actually sees them, I think you'd see a wave to a different degree out there.
Well, they have to stop being nice is what they have to do. People need to push back. Democrats and the left are going to constantly roll right over you unless you push back. And you have to be louder, and you have to make a show. And they will keep pushing until that happens. And, you know, I don't hear many Catholics, you know, saying we're not going to agree with this or whatever. They, you know, there's a lawsuit happens, but it's all quiet. Of course, the media doesn't really cover it. But they still keep voting for Democrats. You know, these aren't JFK Democrats. Even Teddy Kennedy was against forcing religious organizations to have to provide birth control and abortion and all that stuff.
Well, see, but he was part of as much of a jerk as he was part of the old guard Democrats that believed that people should be allowed to practice their religion.
Yeah.
You know? And what's
like
so bad?
Or anything, but.
Yeah. And what's so bad about having a group of people, religious people, that are going out because of what they believe their God wants them to do, and feeding others, and taking care of the homeless, and bringing clothes to people, and bringing hot food? I mean, that's just terrible. We shouldn't allow that in this country.
No, but they would rather have people living in projects getting that from the government instead of actually having people bringing it to them.
Now. Can you still call it the projects? Really? It's just kind of...
Do you want me to call it the ghetto instead? The same thing. Yeah.
We got to go for a break, pay for the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Kimberly Moran joins me after the break as well. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website where you can watch live, listen live. We have a live chat room on the website if you don't want to head over to Facebook. Facebook also has a live feed and all that other fun stuff going on there as well. I want to bring her right back on because I have so much fun when she's on the show with me. Kimberly Morin joins me, as she does every week. From New England. Now, you guys knew there was an Old England, right? Now we have a New England and, you know, the whole history thing. I'm sure most of you young people don't have a clue. Kimberly, thanks for joining me tonight.
Don't teach history in school anymore, or at least not the real version of
well,
it.
It's the abbreviated. It's a tweeted version. You know what I'm saying? You get a couple of tweets at 140 characters or less, we got you covered.
I can tweet all the truth. 140 characters.
Yeah, but you got to read them all. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to read that much. It's like every once in a while you have to put in Kardashian, you know, something, and then that would work, right? So anyway,
yeah.
But no, really. And again, let's just finish up last segment. And talking about, I'm amazed at how quickly the Dems and some of my religious Dem friends are quick to abandon their basic faith and jump over to. Defend a guy like Soros who says he is God. Defend a guy like Kerry who makes a comment that's supposed to be in the Bible and is nowhere to be found. And they defend a guy like Cain who basically comes out and says, you know, you can practice your religion. However, we're going to tweak it. And if you don't like the way we tweak it, you're not going to be able to practice it anymore because we're going to pass laws that won't allow you to. And they still show up for the crack pipe. I don't get it. I'm totally lost.
I don't get it either. I think... people just basically, you know, get corralled like sheep and just do whatever. They just do whatever they're told. You know, be that sheep that
they just trust their party? You think they just trust their party?
Don't trust any political party. No. Don't ever, ever trust any political party. Always question. Always. I got in trouble for this when I was a kid because I always questioned authority. Always question authority. Always question what someone's telling you and go verify it for yourself. Don't ever, literally, don't ever believe anyone. I mean, obviously, your own relatives might be a different story, but, you know, it depends on who they are.
Yeah, I tell people, don't even believe me. Check out what I have to say.
That's what I tell people. Don't believe me. I'm going to give you this information. I'll give you links to the facts to back it up. But don't believe me. Go ahead and search for yourself. One of the problems is there's so many things out there that are not true that when people search, you got to kind of figure out what's true and what sources are valid. So that's kind of that's part of an issue. But, you know, never believe what someone tells you, especially if you don't think it sounds right. Always verify. It doesn't take that long to go and verify. And especially when it comes to a moron like John Kerry saying that we're supposed to be protecting Muslims from global warming because it's in the Bible. I mean, that's just an obvious
Well, I need to clear that up, though, because I don't know what Bible he's reading. It might be the John Kerry Bible, the Heinz Ketchup Kerry Bible, or the Bible that tells you how to marry rich women so you never have to work again in your life when you get out of Vietnam. I don't know which one of those it is. But, you know, I started to wind up. You know, last week I did a story about how Barack Obama came out and said, you know, these increases in Obamacare, he had nothing to do with them, that the insurance company should have known this was coming, that they don't know how to handle their money. They don't know. I mean, the excuses in an industry he doesn't know anything about. And I remember when they were trying to push this down our throats, the insurance companies were coming out going, we don't know how this is going to work. This makes no sense. We're having to cover people we normally wouldn't have to cover. All of a sudden, it's their fault. You got any thoughts on Obamacare? What should we do with this? Remember, there's some kids still up. It's still early in my part of the world.
I'm going to really try hard not to say bad words. You're right. We hadn't gone anywhere and done this before. However, we had examples from places like Maine, Massachusetts, and other places. It failed in Maine and Massachusetts, and I lived under it. When they put in Romney Care, we got increases instantly the next year. Previous to Romney Care, mm-hmm. we had maybe 2% increases in health premiums a year, and our employers paid for it because it was so little. And we didn't have deductibles, and we had really low copays. As soon as they put universal health care in, all of a sudden, we had to pay more for our premiums. We all of a sudden had deductibles, and our copays went up. So they knew exactly what was going to happen if they put this in countrywide. They knew it. They were told this. They were told this by multiple people across the country, and they didn't listen. So now, of course, like Democrats always do, they blame someone else for their failures because they never want to admit the truth because they want to keep people sucked in to believing that their ideology and their policies are what's right for the country when they're not. Listen, I just listened to a debate tonight in New Hampshire. This woman, horrible, heinous woman named Carol Shea Porter, was my state rep, and she voted for Obamacare, shoved it down our throats, even though all these years, from the beginning till now, a majority of people in New Hampshire never wanted Obamacare. She shoved it down our throat. She lied. She said we'd save money. We'd be able to keep our doctors. We'd be able to keep our health plans. And we would average like $2,000 in savings a year. And it would help the middle class. And it would help the economy. She lied. Obama lied. Wherever you are in this country, if you have a Democrat running who voted for Obamacare or who supports it, hang it around their neck like an albatross and beat them over the head with it and make sure they don't get re-elected or elected. Because this woman tonight, after they talked about how there's going to be this increase in premiums, she lied once again and said, oh, no, the increases are only going to be 5%. That's BS. Average increases across the country are going to be 25%. That's the average. Some are going to be under 10%. Others are going to be as high as over 50% in Texas. And in New Hampshire, they're going to be 10 to 19%.
But wasn't it Michigan, or Montana? One of those states, up to 67%.
It's across the country. It is outrageous how much it is increasing. And this is increasing above what it increased last year and above what it increased before. And these are the Obamacare premium hikes. This doesn't even relate to the private sector. I have no idea yet what it's going to cost me in increases for my insurance. And the other thing that they're saying is, oh, millions of people, everybody now has coverage. Millions of people still don't have health insurance, and millions of people who do have health insurance can't afford to actually get health care because the out-of-pocket and the expenses and the deductibles are too high.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking people have $10,000 deductibles, which means they have to pay for all kinds of services before that $10,000 is up. They can't get health care because they're paying premiums that cost more than their monthly rent or mortgage, and then on top of it, they have to pay for all the costs.
My favorite one is the young people who they're trying to bring in, right? The young people who can't afford health insurance. We're supposed to be able to get health insurance. They were depending, they even said it at the time, they were depending heavily on the young people signing up for this insurance. However, now the young people can't afford the insurance they're supposed to sign up for, and in not being able to afford it, not being able to implement it, they get charged $95 on their taxes. They get a fine, which I think is hilarious. I think, so let me see, I can't afford this, but you need me to be on it, and then you're going to fine me because I can't afford it. Yeah, sure, that makes sense.
It's absolutely ridiculous, and it's outrageous that they're still pushing this. This is Obama's legacy, folks. A huge, epic failure, just like his entire 8 years of his presidency. And he's going to blame everyone else, just like Democrats always do, because that's how they roll. Remember the first 8 years of Obama's presidency, he kept blaming Bush for everything? I mean, that's what they do. They never take responsibility for their own failures, for their own policy failures, for their own ideology failures, because they want to keep doing it. I mean, look, we know how bad FDR's policy failed, but they consider him one of the best presidents ever. Come on! And they still want to, they don't learn from history. They still want to keep repeating it. This is how they are, and they will keep doing this and keep pushing it forward and keep trying to tell everyone that this is working, it's someone else's fault, when in reality, it's an epic failure. The people that are suffering the most are the middle class, small businesses, and the economy has suffered as well, because it didn't grow, because if you grew over a certain amount of employees, then you had to provide health insurance your employees couldn't afford.
He's the first president in modern history that hasn't seen not one 3% quarter of growth in the whole time he's been in office. And we've had to the last 17 quarters we've had to readjust the unemployment rates and that kind of thing. So we've never got the truth from the most transparent administration. Hey, we've got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'll give you time to go throw up and come on back. You're listening to The Real Side of Genesis Communication. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There are 33 outlets, stations, what have you, that you can choose from to listen. I know 33 is a good number, but I want more. I want more, yeah. So head up there. If we're not on a station in your area, you like the show. Many of you write me and tell me how much you've caught the show now on Facebook. You really like it. But you shouldn't have to listen to it on your smartphone, which I know is okay and more acceptable these days. But you should be able to listen to it over your airwaves. So send me, first call them. Ask them what the heck is wrong with them when they're not carrying the show. And then if they give you some bullpucky answer, then you send me an email to joe@therealside.com because they definitely don't want Louie and Guido paying them a visit, I'm going to tell you. I am Joe Messina, your host. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always have a lot of fun when she's on the show with me. Kimberly, again, why don't, before we get into it, why don't you tell people where they can find your show, they can read your articles, and that kind of stuff.
They can find me at New Hampshire Political Buzz. They can find me at the Federalist Papers Project. I'm also locally, and you can hear it online, a Political Buzz show at 8:20 every Monday morning, where I mostly rant about local New Hampshire politics, but, you know, a lot of it is the same thing going on elsewhere. It's just I specifically talk about cancer. And on Twitter, you can find me at Conservative IND. The IND stands for Independent.
She wants to be very clear about that. The I was going to tell you, I sat with a guy the other day who owns 51 IHOP restaurants. He's partner with another guy. They're partners in it. And he was talking about, you know, New England and that area where he has a bunch of restaurants. And he said, you know, it's the only place I've ever seen two Dunkin' Donuts on each side, you know, opposite each other on these corners. And I said, no, I get better for you. I could give you a picture of one where there's three of them right there on the corners. And there's always a line. I do. How do you go to the Dunkin' Donuts people and say, hey, I know I own two restaurants. I want a third one. Well, what do you want it? Right across the street for my first two. I want to put it right across the street there. I can't imagine how much coffee you have to sell to make that work. But apparently it works.
When I was a teenager, I used to work at IHOP.
Oh, wow. You know what? I told him, I said, you know, I wasn't an IHOP fan. I was a Hojo's fan because late at night they were always off the freeway. You could just hop on a ramp. And within a mile or two or three, there was always a Howard Johnson's right off the freeway. So,
yeah. Well, I used to work the Bar Rush. So
oh.
I used to have to do it. Yeah.
How nice
I
for you.
Oh, yeah. I had some fun times with those people.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, let's get back to the Affordable Care Act, because I know you love it so much. And, you know, again, we were just talking about I don't know how these Dems keep accepting the excuses. It can't always be a Republican's fault. It can't always be the other party's fault or the other person's fault. These have been, we're going to rename the Democratic Party the deflectors, because nothing, they don't believe anything belongs to them, sticks to them, or anything else. It's just amazing. So anyhow, I find it interesting. And then you wanted to talk a little bit about where Bloomberg fits in all of this. He's not a Republican. I don't think he knows what he is.
I can't repeat what he is over the air because
no.
I'll behave myself.
No.
But I'm pretty sure everybody can figure out the word I would use, or at least one of them. Michael Bloomberg is a multi-billionaire who has armed security for his family, yet wants to disarm all of us little people so that we can't protect our family.
We're not smart enough to know what to do.
Listen, he's a despicable, disgusting human being. And what he's doing is, with these mom-demand flying monkeys in every town, is he is spending now millions of dollars across the country to push candidates that will help to push his New York-style gun control. And you ask, what's his New York-style gun control? Well, you know, I happened to go to an Everytown protest last year, a couple towns over from me in New Hampshire, because I wanted to interview someone and find out what it was all about that they were, you know, why were they protesting? Especially since New Hampshire is one of the safest states in the country, why would they be pushing for more gun control? So I went and I interviewed this guy who happened to be a Democrat New Hampshire state rep, and I found out what their style of gun control is. They want gun registration. They want Australian-style confiscation. And they want more guns in their zones. They don't want this gun culture of people protecting themselves to be so prevalent in this country. And so this is what Bloomberg is doing. He spent $1 billion on our horrific New Hampshire governor, Maggie Hassan, who's running for the U.S. Senate. She totally vetoed bills that were passed in the Senate and the House that the majority of people in New Hampshire supported to end discrimination and racism and pistol licensing, because we've had it now for over 100 years. The New Hampshire Department of Safety admitted there was abuse. She wouldn't pass it because she got a couple $1 million from Michael Bloomberg. He also is spending on our local New Hampshire Senate race, almost $100,000 against one of our best senators we've ever had, to put this woman into office who looks like Cruella DeVille. Not kidding. You can look at New Hampshire Political Buzz and see a picture of her.
I'm afraid.
I'm not even kidding. But he spent that money to supporting her because he knows that she'll just support whatever gun New York style gun control he wants to put into place. And I know this isn't the only state it's happening in. I know they're pushing it in Vermont, which has had constitutional carry since its inception.
Oh yeah,
and they. Typically one of the states with the lowest crime rates. They're doing it all over the country.
Yeah, I love how they and they go after the easy picking first, obviously. And again, here's this was the guy that too stupid to figure out that by banning what was it, soft drinks up to a certain point, not thinking that all somebody had to do was order two of them. You know, he thought it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
What was it, 32 ounce? Ridiculous that somebody should be able to get a 32 ounce drink in a 7-Eleven, although they have 64 ounce liter bottles. Like, you know, right next to the Coke machines. Yeah, because we're all too stupid to figure out that, hey, maybe we could buy just a whole set and we'd save money. Maybe that's what he was doing. He was trying to get us to save money is what he was trying to do. Right? So you couldn't get 32 ounces, but you could buy 216 ounces. Okay. Brilliant.
You know what? He's another one of the ruling class, which is most Democrats, also some Republicans. He's another one of the ruling class because there's no longer a political class. So let's just face that. They have become the ruling class. They think they know what's best for us. I literally just wrote a story about a local select woman who didn't want to put something to a town vote, even though by law she has to, because she didn't think the people would vote how she wanted them to. I kid you not. This happens all over the country in every state. At the local level.
Oh, yeah.
It starts at the local level, and then we already know how horrifying the federal level is. And these people are the ruling class. They think they know what's best for us, and we're just dumb little sheeple, and we can't make decisions for ourselves. And God forbid we have personal responsibility. No. Of course, they don't have any responsibility when they do something wrong or things like Obamacare fail, because they'll blame everybody else.
Right. Now I don't even fight with them anymore because I have come to find out even in my friends around me that this has been an eye changing election for me, and some of the friends I thought around me that were more sane Democrats I'm come to find out that not even close that the party at that level at the DNA level or something that it's party above everything and they don't care who the player is, it's party above everything, and some of those people. After the election is over, I'm going to cut them out of my life. I'm just not going to. I'm not going to deal with them anymore because I don't agree with Trump. I don't like half of what Trump does. You and I talked about this during the break. I said to you, and I've asked my Dem friends, are you seriously telling me that you think that every one of these women that have stepped forward really were abused by Trump in some way, shape, manner, or form? And almost all of them said yes. Why would they come forward? I go, really? You really don't get it. So I guess Bill's indiscretions and Mrs. Clinton's dressing these women down and beating them up and calling them, you know, whores and bimbos and sluts and all that. That was okay, though, right? And they have no answer for you. Of course they did, because it wasn't the same. Although I don't know what wasn't the same means. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, that's the thing. And you know what? I've been beating the crap out of Hillary Clinton for the past 4 years, including her rapist husband. I have been protesting them, writing about them, telling the truth about them, spreading the truth about them. And I changed people's minds. I have talked to people who didn't know all the stuff I was telling them about her, which is great. And the thing is, all the other Democrats, they'll come out and they'll say, and I beat up the ones in New Hampshire because they say, Trump this or that. And I'll be like, yeah, but you support this. Trump this or that. Yeah, but you support this. You know what I mean? It's like, how can you be such hypocrites. We talked about it on the show before. They changed their annual Jefferson Jackson dinner to the Kennedy Clinton dinner. So they changed their dinner from slave owners to womanizers, one of whom was accused of sexual assault by multiple women and rape. So, I mean, this is how insane these people are.
Listen, real quick, because we got to go in a second, but there was a Democrat around here who won Democrat of the Year. And his big claim to fame was he cost the taxpayers $8 million. On a stupid, stupid law that was enacted. And we don't even deal with that law anymore. Anyway, Kimberly, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate your time with me. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Next hour, we're going to start off with by matching up both candidates, where they stand on the issues in abbreviated form. I'm going to make it really simple for you. And then the two sides of Obama. how much in love he was with Hillary in 08 and how much in love with Hillary he is today. I think you'll be surprised. We'll be right back.